Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and if we're bad, we're sent to our rooms without any beer.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
We're the drunk guys.
Are you okay?
I might be a drunk guy right now. We're reading our Patreon selected book of the month, Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak. I'm starting a beer. So really the book
because it's so short.
Yeah, it's fucking everyone drink. Hey, Jimmy, are you not drinking today because you're so hungover?
Yep.
Nice. Nate, you want to talk about yours? What do you got?
All right. So when I went to the beer store, I was like, I'm going to just find the wildest beer. And then I realized, oh, this beer store isn't actually that big, and all these beers are really pretty average. So I went with instead a beer by Wild East Brewing, and this is called Return of the Bretty? Bretti. That must be Return of the Bretti. That must be what it's about. I did not even notice that at the store. Anyway, this is a farmhouse pale ale.
It's a wild beer.
Bretti. Okay, that's different.
Genitive singular Brettis.
Brettanomyces is a type of yeast. In the book, there are pictures of monsters, wild things. And it doesn't say their names, but I bet one of them was probably called The Piff.
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible. You know, this is The Piff.
It's not likely, but it's not impossible.
I don't know. Maybe they're all named like Maurice. This is The Piff from Six Point Brewing. It's a hazy DIPA. And it's fine. But it was like a 15-pack was like $12 at the store. I was like, oh, I guess I have to. Okay, so our theme was books that, or was it so scary they got banned?
Yeah, books that were banned.
And this was banned. We'll get to why. But it's very famous. I remember seeing this as a kid and really wanting to read it because we didn't have a copy in my home. And like it was the popular, like when it was like library day, kids would run to get this book. And then when I finally got it, I realized I didn't like reading, so I didn't read it until I read it to my own child years, many, many, many years later. And it's dumb. What do you guys remember about it as kids?
I definitely read it. Yeah, I definitely read it as a kid, probably one time, because I remember it only in the vaguest terms, the most like general terms. And then I read it about 3 hours ago. And that was the next time I read it.
But when you read it the first time, it was when the book came out in November of 1963. And a week later, this book came out. And a week later, the CIA was like, we have to kill Kennedy. It came out November 13th, 1963.
It's like knowing coincidence came out right before 9/11.
So, Jimmy, what do you remember about the book?
I read it a bunch as a kid. You know, it's one of the books I owned it, had it, read it all the time. It didn't take long to read, even as a child who didn't know how to read.
it's like three sentences.
Yeah.
Some sentences take multiple pages, and it's not like they're Dickensian sentences. It's just, let's just pace ourselves.
You mostly know it for the pictures and the weird animals, weird monsters, the wild things.
The Tone Loke's of the book world.
Mm. Yes.
So, Max, I'm not reading the book. I'm not going to read the whole book out loud, but so Max...
Legally.
It's been bad. Sent to his room without any dinner. And
because he was an asshole, he told his mom, "I'm going to eat you." And she's like,
"He was chasing the dog with a fork."
Dressed up as he's clearly a neurodivergent child.
No, he's a furry.
Yeah, he's a furry. he's a furry in training. So he's wearing a like fox suit. No, what kind of suit is that?
It's a onesie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're pajamas, but they have ears and a tail. Anyway. He's been bad, so he gets sent to his room without any dinner. And somehow, there's a forest. And
it's
then
called
he
dreaming.
Takes a, well, yeah, we're gonna
or just imagination.
Spoiler:
which is when you imagine things while you're asleep.
I have at least four other pages to talk about before
he watches his
like
head
that.
Movies.
You got to put all the patrons then, halfway through the book too.
And then he finds a boat. and just sails for a year across the ocean.
Through the weeks.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Until he finds an island where there are a bunch of monsters known as the Wild Things. And at first they're like very scary with big claws.
But then he proves he's the alpha.
Yeah.
By peeing on the largest one.
And they make, he makes them all sniff his ass. But there's one of the monsters probably is a little taller than the others. And you know what they probably called him? Because, you know, he was probably insecure about it. They probably called him Stooper. He stooped a bit, you know?
What?
Spears called Stooper. Like one who's not like a stupor like you're dumb, but like one who stoops.
That's what it's because you can drink it on your stoop.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a hazy IPA from Six Point. And for the first four or five of these I drank, I my brain was like, is that saying Stroop Waffle? Like, what the fuck is a stupor? That's fine. It's really not a hazy IPA. They're full of shit, Six Point. That's just shit's an IPA. It does not taste like that. We should say, by the way, though.
6 minutes in.
I'll go slow. I'll get us to 7 because we have things to say about the books.
Both
and
pages.
This is one of them. And this is selected by our patrons. And if you want to support the podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/drunkasabookclub and give us money. That's cool. In return, you get to vote.
Beer money. We're just asking for beer money. Beer money. If you're enjoying the podcast, go over to Patreon and give us some beer money.
I mean, what does it matter what we use it for, Nate? All right? Like, why are you shaming me for what I've used my money for? It's not illegal in this country. And so you go there, support the podcast, buy us beers, because our families haven't abandoned us yet, but we're working on it. And the drinking is going to expedite that.
Mm-hmm.
But you vote for the monthly book poll. You join us for our live episodes. Periodically send things to people when I remember to. But most importantly, we thank those people by name, whether it's a name or not. And this week, it's Nate's turn.
Okay. I would like to thank Daniel, Seth, and Gail. And I'd also like to thank Seth and Gail. Two different patrons with that exact name. Amazing.
I will say, Seth and Gail sent us actual beer. They've done both. They sent us money and beer. That's giving.
That's a lot of stuff.
I'd like to thank Dub Rubber Box, Weent, Josh, Mr. Slotch, Meep, Pootang Clan, Black Rabbit of Inlay, Avery, Linda, Dogfish Head, Propaganda Bungler, Thick Richard III, Frederick William, Carol. I'd really like to thank, my grandfather had a crippling gambling problem, but I have it under control. I know all about being under a dog.
Wow. Nailed it.
I read that so well. Read that perfectly.
This is a reading podcast.
Yes. And I'd also like to thank the real reason P. Diddy is on suicide watch is because he feels just awful about letting down his good friend Mike. You see, those thousands of bottles of lube were meant to help Mike get through the front door at Five Guys.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they have to make like a hole in the wall, like I'm a Looney Tune for me to get it.
They just have to be like what would the Kool-Aid man look like? Let's just do that.
Well, it's actually, it's when I walk in, with, like there was a guy who didn't have his glasses. And I was like, it's not like Five Guys. I just walked in. I was like, oh no, it's just Mike. That fat silhouette.
Okay, I'd like to thank Julian. I'd like to thank Julian. And then I'd also like to thank my very good friend named, I will no longer go by Nate, my slave name. Instead, I shall identify as Bev, a heavyset woman of color. Domo arigato, motherfuckers.
Okay. Nate, I'm glad you're living your truth at last.
I'd also, I guess, really like to thank Grace, Catherine, Colton, Wash My Pussy.
What was that name?
What? Just Mr. Wash My Pussy. That's
Mr.
Well, you gotta be a doctor.
Just a dentist.
Well, the email address starts with Ben, so like, I'm like, oh, I know sure what it is. Yeah. I'd like to thank Stephen, Zaphod, Beeblebrox, Joe P, Hayden, and Emotional Support Burrito.
Thank you, patrons.
Yeah.
You guys rock.
Wow.
Thanks, most of you.
Don't forget to wash as your always. Pussy. otherwise, there'll be some wild things there. So what happens next in the book as the child tames the animals by, like, yelling at them, basically?
They have a wild
No, he basically pulls a, I'm the captain now, on them, and just, they go, oh, okay.
It's like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, he was not holding a machine gun while he said it, but he still worked. It's amazing. Then all the monsters are like, well, I guess you are the captain now.
You're the man now, like, dog.
Yes, he's like in charge. And then they have a big party.
What kind of party?
There were pages. Yeah, they have a rumpus. That's what it's called.
A fete? What is it? Oh.
They have a fiesta. No, they have a rumpus, in which is really just hopping up and down and acting like an animal. Which they are. So, like, don't they do that all day? Isn't that all the time?
It's really setting it apart. You know?
I know. It's like, wait, you needed permission to do that? Like, you needed a reason? Like, all right, dudes. And then they do that for several pages, and they look like they have a very nice time. And then Max kind of gets sad because, you know, he's kind of... He doesn't say it, but you can tell that on the inside. He's just kind of like homesick. So he tells everyone
he hasn't
to stop.
Gone for at least a year at this point.
In his mind, yeah. There you go. He's been gone for like at least a year. And he's like, tells everybody to stop. And then they're like, everyone is sad. It's like, wait, stop. And then he gets back on his boat. And everyone is sad that he's leaving, all the monsters. And then he sails for another year. And then he gets back to his bedroom, and he realizes his supper is actually there, and it's still warm, and that it was all a dream. So it doesn't say that specifically. It just says his dinner was still there. But it was actually all a dream. Oh, my God. Inception.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I mean, Inception, they knew it was a dream.
It is Inception. Literally, this was the prequel to Inception.
Like, I will sell my father's company.
And he's just, the book ends with just a spinning top, and you don't know what exactly happened.
Yeah, right. So that was it. Often voted the number one children's book or picture book of all time.
Really? Even above The Very Hungry Caterpillar? Because that motherfucker.
I feel like that the conflict in that was about obesity.
Yeah, possibly.
And now that people can take Ozempic, they really judge the Hungry Caterpillar. You know, it's like, come on, dude, get it together.
He just wouldn't want to eat that stuff anymore.
He would just feel full. He would just not be hungry.
So, not having read it for a very long time until today, I will say that I liked it. I don't have strong feelings about it, but it's I was like, oh, okay, this is nice.
It's fun pictures.
If it has a message, I think. I mean,
does it?
Does it, though? Which is a question, but I'm going to, like, impose a message onto it. You know, at first he's scared of the monsters, and then he just kind of, like, says, he just kind of gets tough, and everything is fine. And then he can actually, like, make the monsters go away. Not go away, but actually be his friend. So, like, just being tough and being confident is really all it takes to make, to actually just, you know... Make people your bitch, and then that's all you got to do. And then
the message is, don't be a beta cuck soy boy.
But then he, you know, has a good time.
That's where the mild things are.
He has a good time, but then he gets homesick, and the witch is like Wizard of Oz, and then he goes back home, and then and the pictures are nice. I thought they were nice pictures.
They're cool looking creatures.
In my like literally 5 minutes of thinking about this book, I was like, yeah, okay, it's nice.
Yeah, I think there's also a lesson in there about him being punished and be like, "Oh, fuck you, mom." And then he has a dream and he's like, actually, I kind of want to be there even if she is a bitch. And then he's like, oh, she brought me a fucking plate of pasta with butter on it because I'm a child and I eat weird things.
No, it's a lovely bowl of Hungarian goulash. Can't you tell by the picture?
I guess she's not a bitch. Thanks, Mom. Mom, this borscht is warm. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I think there's a less, like, that might be a meaning as well, that you may be a little shit kid, but you like your parents and your home usually, and you want to be there.
Yeah.
Being a monster king is only fun for a little while.
It's true. You know, it's a short-lived job usually because of, you know, the incredible rate of assassination in the monster kingdoms. Because they're monsters. That's kind of what they do.
It is literally the state of nature. It is literally like Thomas Hobbes. He was thinking of this book.
He read this and said, this perfectly sums up humanity.
Yeah, life is nasty, brutish, and wild.
So why was this book banned? Like, I was looking up banned books, and I saw this was on. I was like, what the fuck? Why?
Well, I think it's on page 14 when one monster is clearly pegging another monster.
The wild things are.
This is a bold move.
That is wild, yeah.
He's got a ball gag in his mouth, and the other one's paddling him while he shoves a fucking ornamental gourd in his asshole.
And then it just goes right back to the regular after that. It's really out of nowhere.
That was too wild of a rumpus? Getting that bossy. So I think it was banned because actually the pictures were thought to be too scary for children.
Yeah. And also they said that sending a child to bed without dinner is considered child abuse now. So they're like, can't have this.
That was such a common... Like, you watch any old movie, and that's the number one threat they give children. Go to your room without supper. And the kid's like, oh, no. what's her name?
How will I have energy to work in the mines tomorrow, Father?
Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. I'll go to bed without supper. She, like, volunteers it at some point in the movie.
That's because it's the Depression.
Yeah, and they're like, good. Save that nickel.
More boot for the rest of us.
You could have your boot cold later.
Yeah, I was surprised it got banned. Also, it's like one of the most banned books all the time. Like, it's still like in the top 25 banned, most banned books, which is crazy.
Which is really quite stupid.
I mean, so is it being banned because adults think children are scared of the pictures, or is it because children are scared of the pictures?
It's always what adults think.
Yeah, that's what I would guess too. Now, I don't know, because I mean, I don't have a child to read this to that might be scared, but I mean, I guess I could see maybe conceivably that someone could be scared, but I don't know.
Kids are not scared of weird looking creatures. They're having a party. One's just a giant bird.
I think also the wild rumpus appears vaguely satanic.
I mean, there's always some Jesus shit in there, so.
But, like, I think the type that wanted the book banned, the type who traditionally liked banning books in America, like the evangelical Christian types, and they're like, look, this is a child dancing in the woods with some sort of wild beasts, like he's,
pagan,
you know,
shit.
In the cult of fucking Dionysus or something. And so they thought it was witchcraft or something, which is stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb people.
I mean, it's just dumb. And I don't understand why this would be banned in 2024 or challenged in 2024 when there are much more like dubious things out there. Like really, the book that teaches kids how to give hand jobs? I mean, that's an interesting choice.
I missed that part of this.
No, that would be great. That would have been awesome. He's like, let the wild rumpus begin. And they just circle jerk for three pages. He's like, and they jerked through a year and through the weeks in a day. And the last one came on the cracker and ate it.
So here's something really weird. On my ebook, which is clearly a scan of a physical book that I totally paid for, on page 14, there's a moon. There's literally somebody wrote a number 5 on the moon.
It's numerology.
Always there?
Illuminati.
Is that always there or is that just mine? So this is, and Max cried, let the rumpus start. And it's the first page of just the rumpus. It's very green. And But there's a moon.
Oh, the one where they're like praying to the moon almost?
Yeah.
There's no 5 on mine.
A number 5.
I think someone just wrote on your scan.
Yeah, I think so. Can I
do 5? Because a 5 looks like an S. S for Satan, who lives on the moon.
And on each of his hands, he has 5 fingers.
Yeah. On his little goat hooves.
On his feet, he has hooves.
That's how you know what it was about. Although, the book, everyone only has 4 fingers. Oh, no, that one has 5. That one has a thumb. The rest of them don't have thumbs.
I like
claws.
This bull monster that has human feet.
Well, he's got an OnlyFans.
He's a foot guy. There's got to be one monster there who's a foot guy.
And the foot guy is like, check out what my wild little piggies have been. Ew, stop doing that, Frank. Stop saying that to us.
Did you guys ever see the
roast
movie?
Beef. Everyone had roast beef.
I never saw the movie, no.
It looked dumb as hell. It looked like it wasn't this book. It just took the monsters and made a new movie.
It was kind of the book. I mean, it's, you know, Max goes to the thing, but he's a little older, and he's upset because his mom has a new boyfriend. And it is viscerally depressing. It's like one of the saddest things I've ever seen. Like, I saw it when it was, like, new. Like I don't remember much of it. I just remember being like, this is fucked up how sad this is. And James Gandolfini plays a monster named Carol.
We're the wild things, ya.
I'm the fucking king now, huh?
Pippin in this boo. House, Columbus is a hero. I don't care if he's a Jew. There's a fucking meme of The Sopranos. In this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero.
Yeah.
Because his son is reading fucking, what's his name? Howard Zinn. I if you're challenging this book today, then you really have nothing better to do with your time.
I think don't. I think that's the problem.
That's definitely true. It's a harmless book. I don't think it's that great, honestly. It's just kind of whatever.
It's a kid's book.
The pictures are cool.
Yeah.
The pictures are unique.
It's interesting. You know, it's memorable. You know.
Is it? I think the pictures are memorable.
I mean, there's no story.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Mostly, you just remember the word rumpus because it's funny. Being honest.
So who should read this book? Kids.
Children who are reading at a Fountas and Pinnell level D. Like, or whatever the fuck it is. They should read it.
They are definitely listeners to the podcast. So, you know, glad we can make that recommendation for them.
Now, it's actually probably more like an H or an I, but still. I know this because my child reads these books, and it's very, very competitive in our house. To read the next letter level. It's a classic. It's been around for fucking just 61 years, actually. It's almost as old as Nate, you know? So
it's a standard. It's a staple of any
child's bookshelf. It's the autumn leaves of children's books.
It's the night in Tunisia of children's books.
And much like jazz, you're like, not for me. I really have nothing else. Is there
There's
anything
else to say?
Else
I mean, it's
anything.
It's a 4-sentence children's book, but I liked it. I wouldn't like say like, yeah, it's a really good book. Like, yeah, it's a kid's book. You know, it's fun.
It's like whimsical the fucking and imaginative. I read another book by Maurice Sendak.
Did he make Little Bear?
I don't know. He made a bunch of books, and his brother made children's books. And their dad made children's books. They were like they were like journeyman children's book writers in a guild. It's very interesting.
He made the Little Bear TV show. Oh my God, it's Canadian. I never knew that.
No, that's where the wild.
Well, I'm never
are.
Watching it again. Well,
I fucking
Nate. What was your favorite part?
Rumpus. Say rumpus.
Was it the rumpus?
I mean, that was a cool part. Yeah, sure.
There I like page like one in terms of the story where he's like, when he's being a dick, and he's nailing a jail escape rope to the wall,
and there's a teddy bear that has hung itself.
Yeah, it's like
holy
there's shit,
teddy bear hanging from a noose somewhere. It's like. I mean, this kid clearly is psychopathic.
Look at the size of that fucking hammer.
Oh, it's like Thor's hammer, right?
And the nail is the size of a fucking railroad like Spike. He is ruining that drywall. No wonder he got no fine hot goulash.
They are not getting their security deposit back. That's why mom is so mad.
Ah, but you see, when he's chasing the dog with a fork down the stairs, on the wall is a picture that he drew of a monster, and that is one of the wild things. Foreshadowing? Yeah,
it's a tight book like that, but let's not overthink it.
Well, you know, it's a fucking classic.
And he also walks past his dad's porno magazine, Rum Puss. What is that word?
Rum Puss.
Rump Puss.
Yeah. It's actually like two different magazines, but like you can only see part of the cover. So it's like Rump Monthly and The Gentleman's Guide to Puss.
This is just like The Usual Suspects.
Yeah. Yeah, did I ever tell you when I was picking beans in Guatemala? Kobayashi? Yeah, it's a fine book. I would like to personally thank the patrons for selecting this short book.
Yes.
Really made things easy for us.
Have selected some fucking long ones, so like they fucking owed us.
We just need to stop giving them those choices.
That's true. Yeah. We did do that. All right, well, tell us what you thought. Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
And follow us on the social media thing called X, where you could be given ads about Cybertrucks, and follow us at Drunk Guys BC.
And Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Guys Book Club.
And we talked about the Patreon, but that's still a thing. Go over there. You don't need all that money. We need all the beers. We could solve each other's problems. Patreon.com, Drunk Guys Book Club.
And Goodreads, more like would reads, because we would reads these things.
Some of them are should reads.
Maybe.
And check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.